This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Good afternoon. This is Tracy Murda on behalf of Richard Jacobs here at Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today, I'm very excited to welcome a special guest. My guest's name is Sari Delamont, CEO of Forte, a communications consulting firm that specializes in nonverbal communication. Sari, welcome, and thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just jump right in, Sari. Why don't you tell me what prompted you to start your company, Forte? What sort of need did you see in the current legal market space for these services?
Well, it's a funny story because I didn't start in the legal space and didn't identify that as a market. I kind of got pulled into it, kicking and screaming. Not really. I love my attorney clients. But I was working in education first, training teachers how to manage their classrooms nonverbally. And then someone in the corporate space said, hey, is that something that you guys could teach our people, you know, how to communicate more effectively nonverbally? And I said, sure. So I adapted my programs to the corporate market. And then the Oregonian here in Oregon did a story on me, and a lawyer called and he said, hey, can you help me with trial? So one thing kind of led to another. And so Forte still does corporate training and coaching, although we don't do the education anymore. And I have now personally moved probably about 95% of my time is spent with lawyers. We actually have a brand new website called the attorneywhisper.com. That's all dedicated to my legal work.
Oh, okay. The attorneywhisper.com. Excellent. So, sorry, tell me, what really was the goal behind Forte and now this this new website and sort of focus of the company?
Well, you know, Forte is all about communication rock stars. So we really believe, you know, people say that, hey, you teach people to communicate nonverbally. And that's not true because we all communicate nonverbally. The point is to be purposeful in your nonverbal communication. And so that's what we're really after, is that most people don't know how they're communicating nonverbally. And once we kind of put the spotlight on that, it really changes how the people around them react to them. And so in the attorney market, what we really focus on there is we specialize in helping attorneys communicate with jurors. Attorneys are so often in their heads and in their kind of logos place, you know, logic, and they tend to skip over the fact that jurors are not attorneys and don't think like attorneys or speak like attorneys. And so it's really morphed now in terms of not just looking at the nonverbal communication, we do a lot of work around that, but also looking at the messaging. So I would say a lot of my work at this point is working with attorneys on first putting their opening statement and voir dire together so that they've got the content down, and then looking at how to deliver that in a way that really lands with their audience, which happens to be the jurors, because I work primarily with trial attorneys.
Sorry, tell me the expertise and sort of the background of the team that you're working with.
So all of us are teachers in our former life, which actually I think really tends to give us an advantage in that so often the trial attorneys are having to teach the jury about very complicated subjects. So they'll have to talk about, you know, brain surgery or quadriplegia or, you know, different things that have happened as the result of a car crash. And it's very difficult to get technical information like that across in a way that resonates with your audience. And so we really come from it from a perspective of jurors love to learn. And so attorneys need to be great educators. And you really gain credibility with your jury by giving them some context for their opening statement, for example, or voir dire, why you're asking those questions you're asking. And that makes them feel smart. So oftentimes attorneys will just launch into, here's what happened in this case, and they give no backstory or context. And instead, we really have our attorneys say, hey, let me, to do your jobs in this case, you're going to have to learn about brain surgery. You're going to have to learn about how the heart works, or whatever we're dealing with, whatever case we're dealing with. And that really engenders the attorney to the jurors because it gives the jurors some context, some footing, so that they can now really do their jobs well. And so we really come from that perspective of, to be a good attorney, you've got to be a good teacher.
Aha, I love that. So tell me about some of these buzzwords that I've seen kind of surrounding Forte in your name and some of the different interviews and things that you've done. So we hear a lot about you're known to be this non-body language expert. Tell me, what actually does that mean? And in your experience and opinion, is the study of body language, is that obsolete?
No, I don't think it's obsolete. I think it's just used incorrectly. So we joke that we're not body language experts, and we aren't actually, because I think when you hear the word body language expert, you think of someone who's watching someone else's body language and trying to use that to interpret meaning or ferret out their secret thoughts or feelings. And I just don't believe that that can be done. In fact, all of the science and research backs me up on that. Trained police interrogators and regular JoJo do just about as well in tests across the board of detecting lying, for example. And so I really think that it's been used incorrectly. So when people hear that we work in nonverbal communication or body language, they immediately jump to that assumption. And we don't want them to go there because it's used in a very manipulative way. I mean, take mirroring, for example. All attorneys have been taught to mirror their audience or mirror the juror, and that somehow this engenders this connection. And for us, you know, the mirroring has a place, but we're really after real connection, not put on connection. And so most of our work is focused on the attorney themselves versus reading someone else's body language and what we say, hallucinating about what that may mean, because that really sends you off into the wrong direction. I remember Randy Kennard, big inner circle attorney out in Tennessee, he told me the story where he said, I was in this trial and I saw this juror and his body language was so negative and he was scowling and he was looking down, didn't make eye contact. And he said, sorry, I just became obsessed with this juror. I would go home and I would think about this juror. I would have nightmares about this juror. It was a 4-week trial. And at the end of the trial, you know, the jury goes to deliberate. They come back and it's 11 against him, 1 for him. And so he loses and he's walking out in the hallway afterwards and he sees this juror. It's like, great, now I got this guy. And this juror comes up, puts his finger in his face and says, I just want you to know, I was the only one for you back there. And he thought, oh my goodness, did that ever teach me a story? And we make up stories all the time about body language. That's why I don't suggest that attorneys try to go in or hire me to try to go in and observe the body language of jurors and go, this one's good and this one's bad, because I don't think that can be done. And I think you're wasting your time because we communicate based on the stories that we're making up in our head. So why not make up a better, different story and communicate based on that? And then just deal with what you have right in front of you. So it's much more important to look at your own body language. And yes, we look at other people, but only to see if what we're doing is working, not to try to read them and make up some kind of story, because most of the time we're wrong.
I love that. And I'm sure I'm thinking of, like, there's probably like 5 TV shows on CBS alone that are all about body language.
Oh, yeah.
Legal expert.
Yeah, like the one rule that everyone keeps telling me
yes.
to watch. Yeah. No, most of us don't have access to that kind of, I mean, yes, if we could take the jurors and individually, you know, set them up with polygraphs and we're monitoring their heart rate and looking at their blinking frame by frame, maybe in some lab somewhere we could have something, but this just doesn't work in the real life. And not to mention that when you're trying to scrutinize someone's body language that closely, you're missing the point of connection, which is what you're there to do as an attorney, is to get them to be open and receptive. And if you're trying to use these manipulative, gimmicky things, oh man, jurors are onto you immediately.
Well, and I imagine if you go in guns a-blazing with all these gimmicks like that too, you're automatically going to set the jurors in an uncomfortable state, perhaps, where they are going to be putting out these weird vibes where, you know, they're distrusting or they're uncomfortable or something to that effect. I'm sure you've probably seen that a lot in your area.
I have, actually. I was in a trial once where the attorney, we had the juror questionnaires. It was a big criminal case, and we had 400 questionnaires that we'd gone through ahead of time. And on the questionnaire, we had asked the potential jurors to rate people as very honest, honest, dishonest, and very dishonest. And we had people on there like criminal defense attorneys and prosecutors and judges and police officers. And as you might imagine, most of the jurors rated criminal defense attorneys as dishonest or very dishonest. And so this one attorney walks up to the jury or to a juror and he says, you know, juror number 6, I noticed on your form that you rated criminal defense attorneys like myself as very dishonest. And then he made big show to walk over to his client and put his hands on his shoulders and say, is that going to affect how you view my client in court? He could barely finish the sentence before she pointed at him and shot out, that right there, you are trying to manipulate me. That's why I wrote that. And I thought, what a perfect example of just the overly showboaty, nonverbal, all that kind of stuff. That's not what we do at all. And I think that gets you in trouble because they're just waiting. I mean, you're the least trusted person in the room, particularly in my clients, criminal defense or plaintiff civil. People just don't trust you. And so leave the gimmicky stuff out and show up as a real deal human. Look at your nonverbals so that you are communicating in a way that matches your message, but leave the gimmicky stuff behind.
Sorry, I mean, I'm sure you get this a lot too. You obviously have one of those voices that, you know, is soothing, it's professional, it's engaging. And you talk a lot about that, how the use of your voice can affect how effective you are. What do you mean by that?
Well, we teach in our work that there are two basic nonverbal sets, and they also have body language that goes with them. But in terms of just the voice pattern, so we have the authoritative voice pattern, and that is the voice pattern that curls down, just like I'm doing now. We call it the James Bond voice pattern. And then we have the approachable voice pattern, which tends to be more rhythmic and tends to curl up at the end of statements, like I'm doing now. There are varieties in between, but those are the basic two that almost everybody tends to fall in one of those buckets. Now, we all use both, but we tend to have one that's more us than the other. For example, I was born here, but I was pretty much raised in Finland. My parents are Finnish. I'm first generation. Finnish was my first language. And in Finnish, even questions curl down. So the authoritative voice pattern is my natural voice pattern. Whereas maybe someone from South America or from somewhere else in the world, their natural voice pattern might be more approachable. What we say is that you want to be able to use the authoritative voice pattern when you're sending information, because this voice pattern communicates, I'm the expert. This is important. You need to pay attention. But you want to use the approachable voice pattern when you are seeking information. What do you think? How many of you have been in a car crash? How was that for you? How did that go? And we tend to get those reversed. You know, I've been in trials where the attorney will say, you do understand, which is always a great way to start a question, that it's not always appropriate for the police to use force, right? And the juror just goes, mm-hmm. I just look at him, I go, that's not a question. You are making a statement and asking the juror to agree with you. We're not getting any real information. And so in that way, I think particularly in court, it's helpful to have a eye on how you're using your voice, because that cues your audience, in this case, the jury, to react to you in different ways, to respond in different ways. So if you're using that approachable voice pattern like I'm doing now, I'm communicating, I want to hear from you. Please talk with me. Let's have this conversation. But if I'm using the authoritative voice pattern like I am now, I'm communicating, I'm not open for input. You need to hear this. It's one-way communication. It's very important. And so in that way, I think we underrate how important our voice pattern is and how we're using it.
So I want to talk about some of the specific services that Forte actually offers clients. And if you want to maybe just highlight some of those that are most important to you or closest to your heart, and, you know, especially starting with the jury selection and interviews and things like that, and explain to our audience why those steps are so critical.
Well, I think we talk a lot about presence in our work. And when we ask people what presence is, people always know it when they see it, but it's hard to define. And so the way that we define presence at Forte is it is your nonverbal persona. It's how you show up in the world. No one can not communicate nonverbally. We're all doing it all the time. And so therefore, we all have presence. The question is, what kind of presence do you have? And are you being purposeful? And so I think when you're looking at communication, we say on our website, change your communication, change your life. And we really believe it. People have come up to us and they said, this has changed my life, because it's the way in which we move through the world. And so when you put an eye on your communication, everything changes, because it's how you are connecting with those around you. So to that end, we really suggest that people get training in nonverbal communication. You know, it's very similar to music in that we've all been wired since birth to read and interpret nonverbal cues. We had to for survival. But if we want to get good at using nonverbal communication, we need to get some training in it. And the same goes for music. We all can enjoy a piece of music with a glass of wine, just listen to it. But if you want to perform music, you have to go get some lessons. So to that end, for your attorneys that are listening today, they can go to either of our websites. If they go to nonverbalforte.com, there's a lot of free resources there. We have the body language and voice pattern reference sheet that I just talked about. There's some, if we go to nonverbalforte.com /show up, there's a free webinar there on how to increase your personal presence. So that's the real general nonverbal communication stuff. We have a Rockstar Academy that they can take. It's a self-guided 6-course online situation. If they're serious, if they've got a trial coming up and they really want to work with me personally, then I suggest they head over to attorneywhisper.com. And that's really where we get into the trial consulting. We have studio classes. We have one at the end of July where I take 6 attorneys. This is probably one of my favorite things that we do. And I work with them for 2 days in advance. And then on Saturday, they're in front of 2 mock juries and they're attempting to do all the nonverbal things we've talked about. And they get feedback from the jury. They get feedback from me. We debrief the video. And the next day, it's an intense 4 days. We offer those about once a quarter, either on voir dire or opening studio. And then, of course, they can work with me one-on-one with consulting. But those studio classes are, man, they're a great way to prepare for trial and get some of this under your belt with, you know, five other trial attorneys helping you share the cost of that kind of one-on-one type of feel.
And generally, do most of your clients work or retain you or keep you on a retainer for their firms? Or do you see more attorneys kind of reaching out saying, hey, I need to book a few hours, or I like this course, or I like this service, I just want to go through that with your staff?
We tend to, we don't do hourly, so we do packages. So if you're doing trial consulting, that goes about once a quarter, either on voir dire or opening studio. And then, of course, they can work with me one-on-one with consulting. But those studio classes are, man, they're a great way to prepare for trial and get some of this under your belt with, you know, five other trial attorneys helping you share the cost of that kind of one-on-one type of feel.
And generally, do most of your clients work or retain you or keep you on a retainer for their firms? Or do you see more attorneys kind of reaching out saying, hey, I need to book a few hours, or I like this course, or I like this service, I just want to go through that with your staff?
We tend to, we don't do hourly, so we do packages. So if you're doing trial consulting, if you've got a trial coming up, you'll get a 6-session package, and that will either help you with voir dire opening. It normally takes 2 packages to get through both. About 3 months in advance is perfect to prepare for trial. Sometimes people call me the week before trial. We do as much as we can. But I'll tell you, almost every client who's called me 2 weeks, a month before, they call me for the next trial 3 to 6 months in advance. So a lot of repeats. I have people who come and they continually, whenever they're in trial, they hire me and we have a session or a package or 2 preparing them for trial. And we are developing right now my trial technique. It's called Core Trial Technique. And that will be a self-paced course that will probably be available early 2018. I'm recording that right now for attorneys who may have a case that just doesn't justify the one-on-one consulting or attending a studio class here in Portland, but they want to learn how I put this together. That'll be coming out in the 2018. And check attorneywhisper.com for updates on that.
And also, you work domestically, or do you also do some things overseas? And is there anywhere you won't go? We'll put it that way.
You pay me enough, I'll come. You can come to me. We work in primarily all of the United States and Canada currently. We don't have overseas clients at this time, but we would welcome that for sure.
Absolutely. Wouldn't a trip across the world would be so bad? I'm just curious. You're the first company that I've heard that really specializes in what it is you do. Is there even any other competition, anyone close to you out there available to attorneys? I mean, it sounds like you guys kind of have the market cornered on what you do.
You know, of course, there are tons of other trial consultants, but I think everyone has their different take on how to prepare for trial. I mean, there's David Ball, who's very popular and has an acting background. And so, of course, there's some crossover there. And there's Eric Oliver, who does a lot of this type of, you know, communication work. Josh Carton, of course, very, very famous. But I think our take on it is unique in that we primarily specialize both from that educational viewpoint of how to teach well, from the nonverbal viewpoint of how to get your body language in line, but also from the idea that the attorney is a whole person and they need to speak from their person and show up in a real authentic way. We rarely take clients who just want the content. Most of the people coming to us want to not only change their law practice, but change their lives. And that actually ends up happening. And so we're not just looking at, you know, how are you gesturing? We're looking at, why are you gesturing like that? What's the story? And so many times our attorneys will tell us, man, this is like a therapy. And we're not therapists, of course, but we really do believe that body language starts in the brain. There's a reason why you're communicating the way you're communicating. And so the work that we're doing is so much bigger than just how to win your trial. It's how to be the best attorney that you can be and communicate to others that you are doing this for a bigger purpose than just for money, for example, which is, you know, most of our clients are civil plaintiffs. So I think in that way, this whole lawyer approach, it makes us, yes, like you said, have a little corner on the market where we're really, really dealing with the whole person and not just a skill set.
You sort of just touched on this, actually, my last question here in the last answer is, what is the most important lesson that attorneys are getting out of using Forte versus going through all of this jury, you know, process, research, et cetera, all of that on their own?
I think the big thing that they get from us, and this is not going to be very sexy or exciting, but the big thing they get from us is there's no formula. Trial attorneys want formulas. They want, you know, someone, and there are people out there that go, hey, use this method and you'll win your trial. Quite frankly, bull. What we say is there is no formula. You have to work at showing up in a real authentic way because that is the only way that these jurors are going to trust and listen to you. And when they finally get that there's no formula. Of course, like I said, I have my own trial technique and the way I put voir dire and opening together in a way that makes sense to jurors, and it's worked for us and we have great success with it. That we always tell the attorneys is that their instincts have been trained out of them and starting in law school. And they're always being told that there's someone who knows better than them. A trial consultant's consistently telling that. I've been at CLEs where, you know, they talk down to the attorneys like they don't know anything. And our thing is you are the expert here and you need to tap into your instincts because trial is all about instincts. And you can't do that when you're so future focused, worried about a formula. You know, what's the perfect thing to do? You got to just drop in, breathe, be present, and connect. And that's when you get the real results. And that's why we don't take everyone, because not everyone's willing to go there. If you're looking for that quick fix, you're looking for that perfect formula, that's not who we are. But we have so many repeat clients. I would say 75% of people who hire us come back for the next trial. So that's what I think is the one thing that people get from Forte that they may not get ever anywhere else, is that this is really, when you're a trial attorney, what you've really gotten yourself into is personal work. I mean, you've got to be a special breed to be good at this and really continually come back to the mat every day, loss after loss, because we lose more than we win in many cases, and continue to fight for what's right.
Well, I really want to thank you for your time today, Sari. And for more information on your services, give me those websites again, as well as any phone numbers or email addresses. What's the best way for our attorney client space and our listeners to reach out and learn some more about your services?
Well, if you're a trial attorney, your best bet is to go to attorneywhisper.com. And when you're there, you can sign up on our list and get on our trial tips. So I do a video about every 2 weeks and send out a trial tip, and it's free and you just get on our list. You go to the trial tips page once you get there. You can also sign up for a free 30-minute consultation with me at our website, and we can talk through your case and see if it makes sense to do some consulting. And sometimes people just do the 30 minutes and they got so much benefit out of it and they don't need any consulting. I'm happy to do that as well. If you're an attorney in any other market where you're not really at trial that often, but you want to increase your communication skills, then you can still get a lot at attorneywhisper.com, but I suggest you head over to nonverbalforte.com/show-up and get that free webinar on how to increase your personal presence. But you'll also find a bunch of other free resources on the Forte website that might be helpful. For example, we have a monthly webinar series that you might want to jump on if it makes sense, the topic coming up makes sense for you. So lots of resources there, both free and low cost to get you started.
Thank you, Sari. Again, I appreciate your time today. This is really enjoyable for me, and I'm sure for all of our attorneys out there listening. This is something that everybody can benefit from. Again, for our listeners, this was Sari Vilamat, a CEO of Forte, communications consulting firm specializing in nonverbal communication and some jury researching and trial skills. Thank you so much, Sari. I hope you have a great weekend, and we look forward to speaking with you soon.
Great. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.